2. New messages. New message. Hi, baby. It's me. So before you hang up or delete this or, I don't know, call the cops or something crazy, please hear me out. Okay. So, I know I said I'd stop leaving you messages. Well, wait, did I actually say that to you? Or did I just say that to you in my head? Because sometimes, you know, you'll think about saying something to someone and you'll think about it and you'll think about it and you'll think about it for so long that you start to think that maybe you really did talk to them and say that thing that you're thinking about saying. And then the next time you see them, you're like, hey, remember how I told you to stay away from my man or I'll cut your face? And they look at you like they don't know what you're talking about, and then you have to laugh and pretend it was a joke. What was I... Well, I'm sure it wasn't important. No, the only thing that's important here is you. And that's why I'm calling, really. Because I want you to know that I would never, ever do anything to hurt you, baby. Not really. Not a forever kind of hurt. Not like the kind you gave me. When you took my love for you, when you ripped it apart with your bare hands. Why would you do that to me? All I ever wanted to do was show you how much I loved you, and you... No. This isn't about me. No, this message is about you, okay? All that other stuff can wait. So, about what happened the other day. Okay, so I don't know if you've heard from a mechanic yet or the insurance company or anything, but I figured even if you haven't, I should set the record straight, right? I mean, it's only the polite thing to do, and I do pride myself on that, being polite. It's like my father used to say, good girls say please and thank you, and bad girls get the belt. Which sounds silly when I say it out loud, like, what are you giving me a belt for, mister? My pants fit just fine. Oh, but it wasn't that kind of belt giving. It was a bad kind. And I never do that to you. Probably. Well, maybe if you... No. Staying on topic. What I mean to say is that I... To delete this message, press 7. To save, press 9. Message saved. New message. You really need to get a longer voice messaging thing. Who can say what they need to say that quickly? I mean, I'm not the Flash. But I would flash you. But that's not what this is for. No. Wait. What am I calling for? Hold on. Was it to tell you that I love you, or my soulmate? I remember. The car. The one that belongs to that stupid fucking cunt I keep seeing you with. I didn't want to talk about this with you. About her. It makes my stomach hurt. At first, I thought, maybe she's just your friend. You know, I don't mind if you have female friends. People have friends of the opposite gender all the time. It doesn't mean that they want to put their sex parts together. That's just crazy. And you start thinking like that, the next thing you know, you're putting tracker apps on their phone and keystroke loggers on their laptop and recording them while they sleep and smelling their sweaters for perfume. And at that point, you might be going a little overboard, you know? So, I put my fear aside. And I tried not to be jealous and selfish. And then I saw you kiss her. It was like you sliced my chest open right there. Just vivisected me with your affection for that slut. Ripped my heart out. Stomped it into the ground. And all my hopes and dreams just got ripped right out with it. No, but that's loser talk, you know? Losers make excuses and winners make plans. So I made a plan. And I thought it was a good one, I really did. I thought, he just needs to be away from her. He's going to poison his mind, just like the last one. And then it's going to be even harder to get him back. To get him truly back. And I can't do that again. Not again, my love. And I mean, part of me can't even blame her. It's obvious why she likes you. Anyone would like you. You're intelligent and sexy, funny and kind and hardworking and sweet. You're an amazing man. My man. So, I just wanted to take her out of the picture. She doesn't belong there anyway, baby. There's only room for us. So, yes, I might have tampered with the brakes in the car. Just a little. I mean, I could have put a bomb under the engine if I wanted to go really intense with it. But I know how you feel about taking a life. And you're right. I don't want to be that person. I never want to be like him. So I figured, compromise. Maybe she'll just get into an accident and break her legs. Maybe a coma. And then she'd be too asleep to try and steal my soulmate from me. That rotten fucking bitch. Trying to take what's mine. I didn't know that she asked you to drive. Okay? And I need you to know that. To really know it. To look out for you, really. For us. You have to understand. The brakes, all of it. It's not my fault. It's hers. And yours. If you just stayed, none of this would have had to happen. We would have been happy together. You, me, and Daisy. Our little family. And you had to go and ruin it. I don't know how much longer until your phone kicks me off, so I'm gonna go. I'm sorry to bother you with this call and the other one, but I had to let you know I didn't want to hurt you. None of it was meant for you, baby. Never. All I ever want is for you to be happy. And the only way that you can be truly happy is with me. I wish you saw that as clearly as I do. But you will. One day. I'll make sure of it. I love you, my soulmate. My treasure. And I'll see you soon.